Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Let me tell you about what I got to talk to you about coming up this segment, the next segment. I want to continue our series on management fundamentals. I've been talking to you about business fundamentals now for a few weeks. I'm going to be doing this for about a few more. We're going to talk about marketing. Next, then we're going to talk about technology, and then we're going to talk about then we're going to talk about the owner. We're going to talk about you, the owner. That's going to be some of the things we'll be talking about in this series that I'm doing. And this is a series I've been doing now for years. Maybe at least this is probably the eighth year I've been doing this in the early part of the year, just to get you to remind you about some things that you already knew about. Some of these things I've told you about before, but you forget them. I forget them too, And the thing that the reason I'm doing this is because I want you to realize that there are fundamentals. There are business fundamentals that don't change. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter if you're in the radio business or the rubber business. It doesn't matter if you're in the food business or the football business. These fundamentals I'm talking about apply to every single one of us. And so, and you've got to know these things. And I'm afraid I like talking about a negative. There's a negative that I've been talking about, and I like talking about it because I want to get your attention, because it sure got my attention. And that's the statistic that I've been saying now. I've talked about this now for several weeks. The statistic that I got from Chad Moutray, the chief economist over at the Office of Advocacy at the SBA. When he determined recently that 50% of businesses fail in 4 years, not 5 years like it used to be, but 4 years. That's a 20% increase. And I believe a lot of the reason is because people aren't focusing on the fundamentals, and especially the fundamentals as we find them in the 21st century. The fundamentals are still the fundamentals. They're no different than they were 20 years ago, but they are. There are nuances. There are 21st century realities that have to be applied to these fundamentals. And one of those, there is no better example of what I just said than our intellectual property that you and I have. Now, when I think about intellectual property, I think about our journey. The journey that we're on. We're on an intellectual journey that we've been taking, really, if you think about it, since about the mid-15th century. When Johann Gutenberg invented movable type in the printing press and perfected it and printed all those Bibles, prior to that, folks, basically the world was illiterate. Only about, I don't know what percent, 1/10 of 1% of all humans could even read or write. Those were just the scribes and the monks and, you know, whoever the people were who could read and write. It's amazing that we even have anything in writing. So few people could actually read and write in those days, because there were no books. There wasn't any mass production of things to read. So why would I need to read if I'm not going to have words in front of me? Well, after that, there were almost no books in print, mostly just Bibles in print, and those were hand done. Hand-scripted prior to the mid-15th century. After that, I think somewhere like within about 100 years, there were millions of books by that time in print, believe it or not. They just took off. And ever since then, we've been on this incredible intellectual journey that's led us to the point where we are right now. And so now we have another statistic that I want to talk to you about. That's the current iteration of this intellectual journey that we've been on. It's the results of some research that was conducted by our friend Kenneth Crozen Kenneth, as you know, is an intellectual property attorney out of Washington who's a member of our Brain Trust. He did some research and he determined that in the late 1970s, corporations, now he was studying big corporations, but yours and mine qualify for this too. Corporations were managing, they were leveraging assets, the things that were on their balance sheet. Those assets were approximately 80% fixed assets, things that you can lift and store and crate and paint and put a serial number on, you know, inventory and machines and rolling stock and buildings and things like that. 80% of our assets that we leveraged to grow our businesses and to serve our customers were fixed assets, tangible assets, hard assets. 20% approximately were intangible assets, systems, patents, copyrighted information, things like that, intellectual property. 80-20, fixed to tangible to intangible. In his research, he found that 30 years later, by the end of the 20th century, those same corporations were leveraging their assets differently, to the point where those two numbers had actually inverted, so that approximately 80% of the assets that businesses leverage these days are intangible. 20% are tangible. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. And it tracks perfectly, doesn't it, with the information, the service industry, the service economy that we've developed in this country, and the information age that we've just come through, and the digital age that we are now in. See, we're not even in the information age anymore, folks. We're in the digital age. And if you think about it, all that makes sense, doesn't it? The inversion of the assets that we're leveraging from 80% tangible, 20% intangible, to where we are now, which is, according to Kenneth Crozen's research, approximately 80% intangible to 20% tangible. Now, think about your small business. You might be saying, well, I don't leverage 80%. I don't have 80% intangible assets. But I bet if you think about it, you'll realize that maybe it's not 80-20 intangible to tangible, but I'll bet it's a lot more intangible than it was 5 or 10 or 20 years ago. Won't you admit that? If you look around, you'll have to admit that. When we come back, I want to talk to you about how to do that, how to focus on that. And because, folks, this is very important understanding. This is a very important understanding for you to have about the future of your business. Stay with us. 20 after, I'll be right back. The late, great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people don't know that was a cover of a Gladys Knight and the Pips song. She had done that first. A lot of people don't realize that. She was first. And then I have to admit, as much as I like Gladys, I like Marvin's version better. But I do like Gladys Knight and the Pips. They're good stuff. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. A little bit of music here, a little bit of music history. We get a little bit of everything here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Don't forget to check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's free. Everything there is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in, and you can roam around, spend all the time you want. Heck, you can live there if you want. Just move right in. We'll send your mail. No problem. We'll send your mail right there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out my blog while you're there. And you can come and get it, or we'll send it to you. The newsletter, we have to send it to you because it's an email, an e-zine that we send out. This is our eighth year of the e-zine, in our 10th year of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're pretty proud of that. I'm talking about management fundamentals, specifically managing your intellectual property. Do you have intellectual property, you're asking me? Well, yes, you do. Do you deliver products to customers? Have you worked out a delivery schedule? Have you decided that it's best to go counterclockwise around the county, or clockwise around the county, or up the middle on Wednesdays and down the sides on Mondays and Fridays? Have you decided that, you know, any of that? Have you? That's intellectual property, ladies and gentlemen. Those are systems. Those are mental, intellectual things that you've developed. And you know, have you created a form to sell, to write up customers' orders on? Have you created something that, you know, even a piece of paper that's a certain way? Your inventory management system is something that you've developed because it's how you think it ought to be done. That's intellectual property. And this is something maybe you have that nobody else has. Believe it or not, you could have actually created something that nobody else has. And it could be one of the things that's making you more successful than the other people. You're more efficient because you have this system that you've created. Folks, that's intellectual property. I want you to be more aware of that. I want you to value it more. All right, here's another way to think about how you're using intellectual property more and fixed assets less. How many of you are out there doing more sales with fewer people? Let's say that you've grown your business you've doubled your business, say, in the last 10 years, but you haven't doubled your employees. You've only gone up, you know, by maybe 10% of employees, but you bought more computers. You bought more software and hardware. You bought more of the kinds of things that you can leverage those things. And how many of you have a website that you're now doing a fair amount of business on? Well, as you know, a website is intellectual property. So all of these things are all part of the way you're leveraging assets to do business, to grow your business, and to manage your business into the future. And so all I want you to do is I want you to say, just do this one thing for me. Hopefully, based on what I've said to you today, you're going to say, you know what? I think I get it now. Okay, Jim, I get it. I hear what you're saying. I understand now. I hadn't thought about it. It's not like it was hard to see. It's just that it took somebody, you know, to point it out to me. Just say that to yourself. I get it now, if you do. And so now as you're making decisions for the future, make those decisions based on this perspective. And that is that more businesses, large and small, are growing their businesses and leveraging intellectual resources, technology, and information, and brands, and those kinds of things, intangibles. More and more businesses, large and small, are leveraging those things more and hard assets less. Now, remember we've talked about inventory recently. Well, what if you have technology that will help you, that connects you to your vendors, so you know what they've got in their warehouses, so that it can be on your dock a day before you need it rather than a month before you need it, so you don't have to carry it for a month? What if you've got technology that will allow you to manage your inventory based on vendors' inventory, and that allows you to have a smaller warehouse? Or to grow your business without building a bigger warehouse, or hiring a new employee to manage all that extra inventory. That's what I'm talking about, folks. That's an example of leveraging intellectual property more and tangible fixed hard assets less. And you're doing it right now. I promise you, everybody listening to my voice today, if you've got a computer, if you're online, if you're getting email, I promise you, all the things that I've been saying today, you're doing already. Maybe not 80-20, but you're doing it. And you're going to be doing more of it in the 21st century. And if you don't realize that and accept it and manage with that information, you're going to be at a disadvantage competitively. Think about that. Quick break. Right back with Jennifer Hawthorne. Right after these messages, we're going to make it happen when Jennifer joins us. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
only another mile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.